This is the Geek News Central Podcast, bringing you the latest tech and science news, coming to you live from beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save today at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Fans, strap yourself in for a great show. Geek News Central, the longest-running tech podcast, is ready. It's showtime. Welcome to show number 915. It's 23rd day of December. I'm Todd Cochran, your host, and welcome to Geek News Central. A very early recording here in Honolulu. It's just a little bit after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is kind of weird for me because I don't normally do a podcast during the daytime. It's normally late here in the evening when I do it, but we have an absolute incredible amount of family events going on tonight. We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. Of course, I want to give a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and Ohana, the family members of this show. Thanks for being here and thanks for staying subscribed. If you're brand new, checking the show out for the very first time, we're going to get you all squared away and how to stay connected with us right now. Really ought to get, all you have to do is you got to just go over to geeknewscentral.com where the main website is and subscribe to the show. You'll find the link there on the website. Get hooked up with our newsletter as well. The newsletter will contain basically, all the links that I'm going to talk about today will be sent out immediately following the show. Tonight's, or this afternoon's show can be found, all the technical details can be found at gncshownotes.com/915 immediately, within a half hour following the show. So I'll have that up there for you, ready to go. Of course, you can email me here at Geek News real easily by just geeknews@gmail.com is where you can send your comments. You can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. That's really the two primary ways to connect with the show. And we want to thank you for being here. Hey, one thing I'm going to do is I think I know what I've been causing my internal issues. So I'm going to step up from the mic for just a second. We've been having some problems with the stream lately, and I'm going to try something and see if it clears it up. But give me just 2 seconds. Well, we'll see if that if that clears it up. We'll see if the status updates. But yeah, everything's crazy here right now. Just getting, you know, everyone's kind of on vacation. The kids are out for holidays. We've been running around doing our last minute shopping, getting that all done. And actually, my wife had me building shelves yesterday, which is kind of odd, but we've had one closet that really was supposed to initially be like a broom closet, and we really needed more quote unquote space here. So we changed that broom closet into a full blown pantry closet for her. So anyway, we're pretty happy with the outcome, and she is too, because she's got plenty of space. So one of the many things she's got on the honey-do list for me. So, of course, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com, and we want you to take a few moments and look at the offering. And really, it's an incredible offer offers this month, and all you got to do is go over to GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy or just click on the GoDaddy promo codes link on the website. That's going to take you to the site with all the information. We've got all our promo codes there. We've got the 35% offer that was supposed to only be a very short Black Friday offer is still going. So that promo code's 35SAVE6 to save 35% off your new order. We've got a $1 per month website builder plus a free domain by using the promo code WSB5. We've got a $1.99.com by using the promo code 199Geeks. Or for $1.99 a month, you can get economy hosting for 12 months with a free domain. So we got the website builder at $1. We've got economy hosting at $1.99 a month. We've got 35% off new orders. Really, there is no excuse to save just an incredible amount of money over at GoDaddy. And these specials are running, as far as we know, through the end of the month. So we want you to take advantage of all of them. Of course, the month is coming to a close here very, very shortly. And lots of codes there for every occasion. Of course, all you got to do is click on the link on the website. That's going to take you over to GoDaddy, and it'll lock in the code. Or even if you just click on one of the links, it'll lock in a code and be able to get you hooked up with a product and service. So if you give us something away for Christmas, that's a great way to you know, make someone really happy is get them a domain name and get them a hosting account, go along with it, and spend a couple of days after Christmas helping them get everything on. Actually, based on their wizards that they have, you really don't take too much time at all to set up a website. I think I can buy a GoDaddy hosting account with a new domain and have WordPress set up in really 20, 30 minutes max. It's really that fast. And you can be online, have your own blog or podcast. So definitely consider that. And I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. As well, don't forget, you can watch this show really on the Roku Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. There's really a great place to watch the show. You can do it in a kickback mode, kickback in the lazy boy. And, you know, if you're really, really motivated, you can seriously watch the shows this weekend. If you feel like watching me for many hours on end, you can do that and get caught up on all the tech. But you can follow us on our Google Plus or Facebook page as well. Those links will all be up at geeknewscentral.com in the 915 show note area. So mom's flying in. Matter of fact, I just got a text from her moments ago, just before the, matter of fact, that's the reason why I didn't start the show a little bit earlier. She says, girl, there, she's stuck in Denver. She says, girl at gate here doesn't know if the same type of plane or if we have to go to San Francisco and transfer again. Pilot told us, see, what did she say? What else did she say? That's a partial email here from a partial text. She says, told us in first class there was another plane, only first class had boarded. So anyway, we will see where this, what happens here. But she is fighting to get here. They're having aircraft trouble. And of course, all days that mom gets stuck. So we'll see if she gets in tonight or if they get she gets stuck in the airport or what. We've got our fingers crossed. So time will tell on this end, so we will know soon. She did have, I had booked her, upgraded her all the way across in first class, so hopefully, we keep our fingers crossed, they take care of her. Otherwise, she was in a coach seat with no status, and who knows, it could end up being that way the rest of the way in, so we'll see where this leads. Don't forget all our insider coordinator, Sam. He can be reached at insider@geeknewscentral.com. And you can email him if you become an insider by contributing to the show at geeknewscentral.com/insider. So we want to thank those of you that have, because I know a number of you have come on as insiders at 6.7 cents a day or $2 level. Of course, you can come in at $5, $10, $15, $25 a month, whatever you feel the show is worth. So we hope that you considered doing that. We're streaming today on YouTube and having trouble again, which just really... I'm at a point now where when I stream on other streams, I'm not having this connection issue with YouTube. So we may have to resort and go back to Amazon because I just can't have the live stream faltering like this as it is right now, as it appears to be at least. So, hey, don't forget Dropcam. And that's actually what I unplugged. I thought Dropcam might be the culprit, but it's not. Nothing has changed. But Dropcam, you know, is able to live stream to, and basically guys have been able to watch me here in the studio over the last couple of days by coming in and checking out the drop cam. I've had it up running at night as well. Of course, there's nothing going on in the studio at night, but Christmas lights have been on. So see us running in and out of here from time to time when we're doing stuff. So consider picking up a drop cam at bit.ly/TPN drop. bit.ly/TPN drop. So I guess that's all I've got for in my stack here. Let me make sure I've got all this done. Yep, all that's good. Let's go ahead and get into the content. Kind of as you would imagine, a little bit of a slow news day, but there is quite a bit of stuff to talk about. One article in particular that several days ago, the RSA was accused of taking $10 million from the NSA to use a default tool that the NSA basically recommended that is known to have been subverted. Now, RSA develops secure keys and is basically the backbone of many corporate companies. Basically, you have a little fob. It has a little countdown counter on it. Basically, it gives you a code. And when you log into a website, you have to put what's on that fob in the website as an authentication mode. And they're denying They are denying knowing that it was signing up to betray its customers. So this is pretty incredible here. They were paid $10 million. That should have been the first clue. RSA has said that we made the decision to use a dual EC DRBG. Now, that's an encryption method as a default in the BSafe toolkits in 2004 in the context of an industry-wide effort to develop new, stronger methods of encryption. At that time, the NSA had a trusted role in the community-wide effort to strengthen, not weaken, encryption. We continued using the algorithm as an option within BSafe toolkits as it gained acceptance as a NIST standard and because of its value in FIPS compliance. When concerns surfaced around the algorithm in 2007, we continued to rely on NIST as the arbiter of that discussion. RSA, as a security company, never divulges details of customers' engagements, but we also categorically state that we've never entered into any contract or engaged in any product with the intention of weakening RSA products or introducing potential backdoors into our product for anyone's use. So they don't deny it. They didn't mention if they had taken the $10 million or not, but something has transpired here. And RSA, they're in trouble. They are big. They're a big dog in the space. And if they can't be, if their system is compromised, they might as well forget it. They're done. Put a fork in them. I had a little pop earlier. I wonder if my wife is running the dryer. A lot of stuff moving around here in the Cochran household tonight. Well, anyway, that's what's going on with this, some more NSA stuff and the security issue. And, you know, looks like pay to play type stuff, in my opinion, with the RSA. So just imagine if your company is heavily invested in RSA, the panic that probably is already going on, because we know there's been some other issues with them in the past, but just the simple knowledge of 10 million being, you know, really available, made available by the NSA to RSA as some sort of a contract or whatever transpired, I don't know. But it's not being denied. But at the same time, you know, it should raise some eyebrows and definitely raises mine. Moving on to science news, NASA Christmas Eve spacewalk could wrap up repair. They had to delay spacewalk number two a day or two because of a space suit issue, which they were able to fix. It was not necessarily a leak, but one of the astronauts inadvertently hit the water switch in the airlock following Saturday's spacewalk, and engineers suspect water intruded into the suit, which wasn't because of it was just a mistake by the astronaut. So we'll see what goes on here with the spacewalk. And it's going to start tomorrow morning at 06:15 Eastern Standard Time if you want to watch spacewalk, 6 to 7 or 8 hours. So if you're off, might give you something to do, something geeky to do tomorrow. Oh, here's another text from Mom. So new announcement. Looks like we'll transfer West Coast before going on. Oh, man. Oh, that sucks. Oh, wow. Okay, well, doesn't look good. All right, there's an article over on BGR.com talking about why you shouldn't jailbreak your iOS 7 device just yet. The Evasion iOS 7 unethered jailbreak that released on Sunday did come with a pinch of drama. Apparently, hackers that developed it said they had been paid up to $1 million by a Chinese company to preload a Chinese unofficial app store on the jailbroken devices. So this is pretty crazy. So this is the first time that the Chinese have paid someone to develop a jailbreak. And then they dropped some sort of unfettered store, which contains a lot of apps on there that are definitely questionable. So there's some secret features here that be very, very, very careful. So if you want to run a heavily obfuscated application that exploits your phone, sponsored by China, go ahead. The jailbreak app is heavily protected so that competing Chinese companies can't replace the app store with their own, but who knows what else is in there. Crazy, crazy stuff. All right, I'm going to set tower. Let us know. Shashis 10 may be real late. Yeah, of course. Nuts. All right, so anyway, we'll see where this leads, but wow. Big issues here with this latest jailbreak. And what's available. So do not install Evasion 7 jailbreak. All right, next article up. There's an interesting article on Business Insider. It says, this is what it's like to be a tech geek in prison. And just to sum this up, yes, it will be scary. B, you'll also get good opportunities. Number three, you'll learn something about the way respect works. Number four, you will think, yes, they will think older white guys are in for child molestation. You're going to have to prove you're just a geek and for doing something stupid. Asian inmates will have less of a problem because there's not as many Asians in prison. Tech geeks have certain advantages that regular inmates do not in having some additional knowledge. And you might get an office job, and it's going to be hard to stay educated. And when you get out, you're going to have a huge learning curve. So I don't know why this was posted just right here before the holiday, but if you want to read what it's like to be a tech geek inside prison, let me know. Well, of course, Kim.com, he's got a date with a cell here in the United States, if the United States has anything to do with it. But new documents from the Justice Department suggest that the Megalo Up founder waged a cynical campaign to rat out rivals for copyright infringement, even as his own service got rich off the same practice. So this is crazy. Wow. So he was basically outing Fileserve.com, VideoObb.com, Filesonic.com, WUpload.com, UploadStation.com, and he basically urged PayPal to cut off their accounts on the grounds that they were committing copyright infringement. He had a whole bunch of, big efforts to throw rival file sharing services under the bus. And this is pretty, pretty interesting here and what they're having to say. She's talking about maybe tomorrow now. So the abuse tool, specifically Megalo provided an abuse tool for copyright owners to remove their works. But it was just effectively useless. And it goes on and on here. So anyway, some more details coming out of the 191 pages of information that's been released on him. Hey, Rovio has delivered a big update to 5 Angry Bird titles on Windows Phone. So if you're a Windows Phone user, definitely grab the updates out there. Kind of an interesting article over on the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs website. They've got this new device called AnkleBot. It's giving hope to stroke victims. And basically what it does, it's a device that... you kind of robotically assist someone that's had a stroke and helps them walk better. Because, oftentimes when someone has a stroke, a right or left leg will oftentimes be affected, or whatever side of the body was affected, an arm and so forth, and folks may not be able to walk as well. But they're basically using AnkleBot to help stroke survivors improve their gait. And they haven't drawn any conclusions yet. They're just starting some of the testing, but it's robotic assisted walking for folks that they've already had a stroke. There's a good article over on Wired talking about out in the open, ex-Google ad man saves you from ad hell. And basically this is the guy that has put together the app called Disconnect. We've talked about this before. Disconnect.me is the website. It's an open source web browser plugin built by ex-Googler Brian Kinesh. And basically, he blocks a lot of the stuff that's being collected on us and stops ads from being shown. And again, he was working for Google when he first developed the one for Facebook. And he was doing it on his own here. So now he's going to start looking at... they started building stuff for kids to block the stuff that would affect kids. And he's also got a much bigger app that people can load on their PCs as well. So there's a great article about this. And he basically says, hey, I know all the inside tricks on how to collect data, so I'm shutting it down. And, of course, he doesn't work at Google anymore. Google wouldn't have wanted him blocking their own business that he was, working his day job on. So he's gotten some venture funding. So this is pretty cool. And, but again, they call themselves a benefit company, a breed of company that puts social environmental concerns ahead of maximizing shareholder value. It says that means it can keep the code for its plugin free and open source without looking for other ways of making money. While they have a parent company called, Evident, the parent company of a competitor. So there are some competing products out there that that actually sell information about what its ad users are blocking. So that's interesting. So long story short here, disconnect.me, definitely check it out. And they're talking about CES 2014 will be the place where a lot of the car companies are going to be showcasing automated driving or the future of driving. We expect, of course, to see a number of cars there. I don't know if we're going to see any concept cars, but we will see a number of vehicles. I guess Toyota is bringing one. I kind of heard that. But this will be the place where we're going to find out a lot about vehicles. We'll have the entire team checking out each of the car vendors while we're there and getting some insider information for all of you during CES. We'll be running that those spots during our live coverage. That's something that's cool, is our teams on the floor can go out and talk to different vendors. As they come back, they bring us back media. So if someone doesn't show up for an appointment, we can actually run interviews that we've done on the floor, which turns out really slick because we can feed floor content right into the live stream. And we may actually be able to run some live stream content, secondary live stream content from the floor this year. We're going to be testing that. Okay, there's a fantastic new product. It's called the All-Knowing Robotic Bartender. And, when I was looking at this article, I thought this is an amazing product. And what it is, it's from a company. It's like a fancy fridge. And basically, it can hold up 4 to 16 bottles of liquor. It's called Mansour. And it uses Android tablets as its interface from which you can view an order from an extensive drink menu. You can also order drinks through an Android or iOS app, which is really, really, it's pretty fantastic on how it works. It mixes a drink and pumps you out a cocktail, which I thought was pretty cool. Now, the other product that I saw in this video, and let me find my... waiting for my email to load here because I went out and ordered one and actually had second day delivery. Oh, come on. Sometimes I get, I haven't had the email app open all day. Come on, load up. There you go. Finally. All right, where's my Amazon? Or it's called Perfect Drink and it's $59. And it's basically like got a base that plugs into your iPad and runs on an app. You put your cup on it, and it basically, as you're pouring stuff in, it tells you when to stop pouring the different varieties of whatever you're making, and you get an absolute perfect drink according to the Perfect Drink app. So it's a smart bartending app. I thought it'd be fun to play around with during the holidays for $59, and should be here day after Christmas. So we'll see where it goes and how it works. But keep you advised on that. But very, very slick. And Mansour, by the way, the one that's all in one, I think it starts at like $1,500 all the way up to $4,000. But it was on a Kickstarter, and you're not going to be able to get one until next year if you want one. Hey, tomorrow is the deadline to sign up for health insurance under Obamacare. So in order to get it in January. So they pushed it to the end of Christmas Eve to make that happen. So just keep you advised on that. If you haven't signed up and you needed to the deadline is fast approaching. Hopefully you all have gotten your healthcare straightened around and been able to get into the website and do what you needed to do. I guess the president also signed up for a bronze plan Apparently he did that while he was here on vacation in Hawaii. But the interesting thing is he gets free medical insurance, a free medical through the military already at Bethesda, I believe, is where he goes for his medical appointments. So I think they have an on-staff doctor as well, too. So, but he, I guess that was part of the agreement that he wanted to show that he was basically going to be right in the mix with everyone else. All right, over on Tech Dirt, Judge and Intelligence Task Force both seem stunned by lack of evidence that bulk phone collection program stops terrorists. And basically, the essence of this article is that the panel members felt that based on the amount of data that was collected, how little these programs had been effective in stopping terrorists. It appears, according to this article on Tech Dirt, that the NSA couldn't show any evidence and had the panel pretty flabbergasted. So I don't know if this is, you know, that in itself, where they wouldn't show anything, makes you go, or very little makes you go, at the same time. So when I have this link up in the article on Tech Dirt for you. Hey, The Verge has got a great article, Making Perfect Pictures on Your iPhone. And it's got some great tips here and talking about capturing and editing and post-processing and color temperature and filters. So it really goes into a lot of this stuff that maybe some of you haven't played around too much with. So my daughter can probably come in here and give me a full 411 on how to use it to get a photo ready for Instagram, because she's always applying filters and messing with stuff and changing things up. But there's a great article on The Verge. I'll have that in the show notes for you today. There's an article over on GMANetwork.com talking about a scientific expedition that happened in 2011 that discovered vast stores of water beneath Greenland's ice. And basically said a vast store of water equivalent in area to Ireland lies beneath Greenland's ice sheet, and it may provide answers to some riddles on what's going on with the ice sheet there. But I mean, they were stunned by what they found, and it's basically the world's biggest snow cone. And basically the ice actually insulates the sublayer that allows the actual ice to be liquefied. So this is kind of an interesting write up, and they don't know what it means yet. If it's going to cause the ice pack to melt faster, or if it, they just don't know. But it is an interesting discussion. I'll have a link up in the show notes for you to check out. Don't know why it took so long for this article to pop. I hadn't heard anything on that, but that was an expedition that happened in 2011 that made these discoveries. So the Mac Pro has been getting a lot of headlines. Even at $7,000, the new Mac Pro is only 8% faster than a tricked out iMac. The folks over at The Verge probably did the best Mac Pro review that I've seen to date. And even though they said it's a class of its own as compared to the old Mac Pro or any Apple machine, it's basically, it's a super machine. It's still, from a performance standpoint, it's not as great as what people were kind of, I guess, expecting. It's only an incremental increase. So I know from my Mac Pro to the one that they demoed, there's a big benchmark difference. But most of the software is not designed yet to take advantage of the Mac Pro's design. So if you're using like Premiere, you're not going to get that much of a bump out of using Premiere on a new Mac Pro. Now, Final Cut's been optimized, but so many people have walked away from Final Cut that if you're a Final Cut user, it might be worth making the upgrade. But if you're not, if you're a Premiere, it's best to hold on to your cash at this point and wait until Adobe makes some changes to make the to make it basically use all the horsepower that's got underneath the hood. But they're not bad mouthing it per se. But I will say this: it's not as the reviews aren't as extravagant as I was expecting. And what I'm waiting for someone to do is start comparing that with some Windows machines that are on the market, and we'll see how it compares that way as well. Well, there's a great article on The Verge again about Steve Ballmer and talking about the candidates that are to replace him. Some good write-ups about all the different candidates their experiences, their job backgrounds. So we'll see where this, you know, where this goes. But my bet is still on Stephen Alup, the Nokia guy. I'm just thinking that's the guy they're going to pick. Maybe not. Tony Bates is in the running, and so is Satya Nadella. He's in the running as well. And of course, Alan Millay, I think he's taking himself off the list, but one would never know, to be honest with you. So we'll see where this goes come next year when they probably have an announcement. One thing I was going to say, I did forget to say, is between like The Verge and Yahoo, the folks that give they gave the most brilliant and most, not brilliant, but who gave the most raving review was Engadget. They're the ones that gave the most raving review of the Mac Pro. And everyone else was a little bit, you know, they stepped back a little bit, but Engadget did not. They were the ones that full force forward. It made me go, So you always have to watch the difference between different sites. And that's why I always pull up three or four articles and compare and see what people have to say. You know, I don't have a Mac Pro here to do a review, so I have to trust these guys. And you just kind of get that picture, you know, across. And the folks at Engadget are obviously big Mac fanboys for sure. Hey, let's talk just a little bit about the Mars Curiosity rover. Of course, it's up there doing its thing. It's trekking across on its way to its next destination. But the Mars Curiosity rover has been reprogrammed to take better selfies. NASA scientists want some great shots of the front wheels or the wheels of the rover. And over the next few days, they're going to be taking pictures to see how the wheels have been wearing in the Mars environment. The upgrade took about a week. And they were back up and running and doing science. But the Curiosity is, I think this is the third update that it's received over the life it's been on Mars so far. Apparently, there's two new secret app acquisitions, even though they haven't been announced. There appears to be maybe they acquired mapping firm Broadmap. So that could be an announcement that's coming. And Catch, another company called Catch, it's out there. They think that Apple may have acquired. Nothing official. These are just kind of rumors that are on the street at this point. Hey, we're at techradar.com. Allcast for Android has left beta, and it streams to Apple TV, Roku, and the Xbox. So definitely check out Allcast app. And this is a pretty nice little app. Just a little side note, I think that the individual, maybe it wasn't him. I'll refrain from sharing a story. I got to make sure it's the same guy. But anyway, definitely check out Allcast. Pretty nice app. Senators have been called on the FTC to investigate the Target breach. And they want some investigation going on. What's going on here? Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, urged agencies to begin an immediate investigation. If Target had failed to adequately and appropriately protect its customers' data, then the breach we saw this week was just not just a breach of security, it was a breach of trust. And he wants to give the FTC more authority to sanction victims of data breaches. So, in other words, they want more power to impose punishment on companies like Target. So this is interesting. Of course, the FTC doesn't have the authority to impose fines for data breaches at this point. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, called on the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau as well to investigate the breach. Now, what's going on with these credit cards? Target hackers are using new ways to use stolen card data. For the first time ever, hackers, when they're marketing the stolen data, it's going to show the location of the store where the card was used. They say this strategy will slow detection. So basically, they're going to say, okay, the zip code I live in, it's someone used a Target credit card in that zip code, then they're going to sell it in my zip code. And of course, if there's a card being used in my zip code that's been stolen from me, it makes it much harder for the credit card companies to detect when there's fraud. So my best advice is if you have received a notice from Target that you have your credit card canceled and replaced. And I know it's tough around the holidays to do that, especially if it's a primary card that that you use. Moving on to a little bit of energy news, the U.S. government and cable providers agreed to improve set-top box energy efficiency. A new agreement between the U.S. Energy Department, environmental groups, and various technology firms could improve energy efficiency of cable and satellite set-top boxes 10 to 45% by 2017. Experts believe the deal could save up to $1 billion in energy costs annually. The pact doesn't include any binding legislation or regulation that companies must legally adhere to. It's entirely voluntary, but nearly the entire pay TV industry is already committed to honoring the agreed upon terms. So that's nice. They're going to make it so that these things aren't burning as much, so much juice when they're plugged into the wall. Hey, over Snapchat. Snapchat's reviews has revealed a replay feature in their latest update. So Snapchat is channeling its inner Santa Claus just in time for Christmas. Again, the company has released a new update giving both iOS and Android users new features, including a replay option and Instagram-like filters for photos. The replay feature is more like to grab Snapchat users' attention. Snapchatters will be able to hold onto a snap for a second, viewing before it gets deleted. You only get one a day, so you've got to use it where it counts. So, I don't understand this whole Snapchat thing, but people use it. The world's smallest laptop accessory saves you from carrying a brick. You know, that's one thing is the adapters are always crazy. So the folks at Finsix, F-I-N-S-I-X, have developed a compact tiny charger. It's able to provide a laptop with 65 watts of power. In comparison, the MagSafe 2 power adapter included with MacBook Air is only rated at 45 watts. So you have to kind of look at this, see if it works out with you. It includes a 2.1 amp USB port on the end, so you can also charge your smartphone with this. Pricing hasn't been nailed down yet, and it'll be available in mid-2014. We'll see if we can get one of these in the studio at CES. Gizmodo's produced a great article, The 100 Most Astonishing Images of 2013. Definitely get over there and check this out. Excuse me, some incredible, incredible, incredible pictures. Okay, before we move on to this next article, I want to remind you guys that if you're getting a laptop, or if you get a tablet, or if you get an iPhone, or you get an Android device for Christmas, and you have no use for your current device, we want you to get some money out of that by going over to Gazelle. And Gazelle is going to give you cash for your product. You can wipe it, or they will, when you turn it in, so you don't have to worry about any security issues. And I always recommend that you basically restore it to its base configuration before you send it to them. But here's the deal. Go over to geeknewscentral.com, click on the Gazelle link, and then get a quote. See what you can get for that product that you're trying to return. If you've got stuff that's sitting around and basically in a table or in a drawer, you know, you're end up going to either throw this thing away or recycle it anyway. So why not send it to Gazelle to get some cash out of it? Empty your drawers and your cabinets of all your old electronic parts. Sell that stuff online. Get rid of it and get a best price for it from the folks at Gazelle. It's a company that I am now using. And we're starting to play around and get quotes on some of the stuff that we want to move. So definitely check it out. And every time you use Gazelle, Geek New Central here really benefits from it. So we want you to definitely try Gazelle out. And thank for Gazelle for being a sponsor here at Geek New Central. Hey, the flu shot is less effective in men with high test. I can never, you know, this is one that you guys laugh. Testosterone. I can never, I just always destroy it. But apparently John Hopkins says that women have a stronger immune system than men. Basically, it underlines the fact that women are three times more likely to develop autoimmune disease, but are also better protected by vaccines. And but a flu vaccine paper published today argues that us fellas, especially the higher testosterone level, suppresses the immune system. And we don't get as much benefit out of a flu shot. So that is an interesting, interesting deal here. So why does testosterone have anything to do with it? They're looking out for the reasons. But a vaccine teaches the body to create antibodies of molecules that identify and neutralize a specific pathogen. A big factor in antibody response, he found, was adult relations. So that's kind of an interesting thing here. Anyway, there's a good article about this. So some of you may not be as effective at getting a flu shot, but feel free to get one anyway. Times Square New Year's Eve app is available, and you're going to be able to watch the ball drop. And so definitely to pick this up, and you'll be able to do your own ball drop in whatever location you're in. So very, very cool. It's on the App Store and, of course, iOS Store as well for Android and iOS. So definitely check that out. Amazon is the latest company that says they're not going to stock Beyonce's launched album that was launched exclusively in iTunes. And but boy, oh boy, this is an interesting development here. And of course, Target would not, but Walmart is. And of course, Beyonce walked into Walmart, I think, over the weekend and dropped $30,000 on gift certificates to all the people in the store. And yeah, she gave out $50 gift certificates to more than 750 customers. So maybe that was a little bit of a wrinkle her nose at, but she's definitely selling the, Amazon won't be selling physical copies. It will sell the MP3 version through its online store, but you can't buy the actual CD case and CD. Whatever way she gets her money, that's the main thing. Thieves have robbed an Apple store in Berlin. They crashed a car into the front door. So they got away with about 20 Apple devices, many used for demonstration purposes in the store. And, of course, the ones that were in the back room where they always come out after you buy something, those weren't able to be accessed. But this is like the second time someone has crashed and burned an Apple store with a vehicle. Hey, one of the articles written over at Geek News Central was written by Jeffrey Powers. It says, say goodbye to the DVD player. Jeffrey has put that out for us here. And he talks about remember getting his first DVD player. And the first movie he watched on it was The Waterboy. But he basically says at this point that little by little, the DVD player is not going to be needed. And I kind of disagree to a certain extent because there's still a huge number of DVDs that are out a lot earlier than the stream version. So, you know, there's a lot of options out there. But do you find yourself sticking fewer DVDs into the DVD player? We still put a lot into the DVD player. It doesn't really slow us down from doing that. But anyway, he's got a good write-up on that, so for you to check out. Hey, final article here just before Christmas. LG teases CES home theater lineup, including a multi-room music streamer. So we're looking forward to taking a look at that. Pretty sleek design on it. So lots of stuff that we're going to be covering at CES. So kind of a short show today. On purpose, largely because just not that much tech news. I'll be coming to you the day after Christmas with a show. We'll see how that works out. May have mom on for a little bit to talk. All depends on how much news is. I plan on doing a show. We'll keep our fingers crossed that there's enough tech news to do. And if not, maybe it'll be just a chat session with mom and I here. And but if there is, we'll be sending an announcement out that we're live and on the air, and we'll probably do it early. Well, maybe not. It may be a regular day here and just do it in the evening. But we'll keep you advised one way or the other. I want to thank all of you for supporting our sponsors, GoDaddy, Dropcam, and, of course, the folks at Gazelle. Thanks for, and there's links on the website for all three of those sponsors. All the GoDaddy promo codes are at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And also continue to help us out by becoming and or continue to be supporting us as an insider. What we really want to do here is get to a certain point down the road where we don't have to have advertisers and have this show be supported by the audience. We've been trying to attain that goal for a while. We've got a ways to go yet. So consider coming on at $2 a month supporting the show. That would be mostly appreciated, or 6.7 cents a day. Well, we'll let you know how mom gets on with getting here. Hopefully she can get in tonight. that would be good. And we'll see how it goes. But until next time, everyone take care. We'll see you. And aloha.